Head of the Lasso Frere monitoring team, Lloyd Lynch, provided an update on the activity recorded at Lasso Frere volcano on the weekend. Mr. Lynch gave detailed information on earthquakes and gas measurements, but noted that there were no lahars recorded on the weekend.
Seismically, we had a slight uptick in the activity moving into the weekend, which was probably attributed to the high levels of precipitation, but things seem to be settling back down. Mm-hmm. In terms of numbers, you recall we were reporting just below 10, sometimes 10, 12 small earthquakes per day. During the precipitation, we jumped up to about 40, two consecutive days. Over the last 24 hours, there were 25. So it seems like things have bumped up, and with less precipitation, it has settled back. It's settling back down. Gas measurements were taken on Friday, and we got 472 tons per day. So that's also within the ballpark of what we have been reporting. No lahars were reported on the weekend either.
Mr. Lynch said there are no significant implications from the slight increase in activity at the Lasso Frere. He said with the increased level of rainfall, there is more interaction with the volcano's hydrothermal regions, which results in more earthquakes.
Well, it doesn't mean much in terms of threats to the public. What you do get is with the increased level of precipitation and the rise in the small rise in the water table, mm-hmm. you have more interaction with the volcanic systems, hydrothermal regions. So you do get small earthquakes as a result of that. So it's all shallow stuff happening in the what we call the hydrothermal, the upper levels where the water table interacts with the hotter shallow bodies.
Mr. Lynch also explained what is meant by hydrothermal regions and how it works inside a volcano.
Within the volcano, you have shallow magma storage regions. So that's molten rock. But the molten rock also heats up the rocks above it. And when you have precipitation, the water from the rainfall seeps down through the earth. And in fact, goes down, it percolates down and comes out as springs further down the hill or further down the mountain. So within that interface where you have the rocks that are heated by the magma, the shallow magma regions much deeper down, and where you have the water, that's what you call the hydrothermal system. So the hydrothermal system, if you recall, is what we describe as where you get your power from when you're drilling and using the geothermal exploration to generate power.
Head of the Lasso Frere monitoring team, Lloyd Lynch. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Lasso Frere volcano update.